on it. Morning, Rabbi Yisai. As always, our limud of Hilchas Chofetz Chaim, of Hilchas Lashon Hara in Chofetz Chaim, is as a schus refuah for Yosef Dov Ben Chayla, Yishtav refuah Shleim, Bekorah Pesach Shal Chol Yisrael. We started yesterday learning a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Chof Vov and Madalef. Reb Chiya Bezarnuke. We said, yeah, it's an unusual name. Reb Chiya, the son of Zarnuke, whoever he was, Reb Shimon Ben Yoy Tzodok, who we do know from Pirkei Avos. They were on their way in order to be Ma'abe the Shana. They were going to attend a Beis Din in order to decide whether or not there should be an Adar base. Pogabahu Resh Lakish. And Resh Lakish met them and he asked them, where are you going? And they said, we're going to be Ma'abe the Shana in a place called Asya. Tosis talks about why Asya. Pogabahu Resh Lakish. So Resh Lakish met them and he said, Itfal Ba'adayu. He said, can I come with you? I'd like to come with you. Omar, he said, Ezel Echse Echavda Ovda. I'll go and see how they do it. I'll go and learn how to be Ma'abe the Shana. I'll attend as an observer in the Beis Din. These were two, obviously, but the Beis Din starts off with, I think, with three, and then five, and then seven. Or maybe it starts, Ebel Shana, I think, was five, and then seven. They had to add if they needed to. In any event, so he said, I will join in, and I'll see how they do it, and I'll learn from it. So Resh Lakish and Reb Chiya and Reb Shimon are all walking in the direction of wherever they're going to in order to Asya, in order to be Ma'abe the Shana. Now, it was Shemitah a year, and they were in Eretz Yisrael, and they saw a man working in the field. Chazia lahu gavra de kol korev, and they saw the man working in the field during Shemitah. Omar lahen, so he said to them, Choyresh, yeah, it says, Koyv v'choyresh, the Gemara speaks about why Koyin. But Choresh, the man is being over the Issa of working in the field on Shmita. He's an Avarian. Let's do something about it. Let's shout at him. Let's talk to him. Let's try and do something to stop him. Omriloi, they said, Yochaloima, Agista Nani Besoichoi. He could say the field belongs to a goy, and I'm a worker. I'm an employee. I'm a poil. And therefore, he's not doing any Avera. So we can be Don Lechavskus. That's the theory of it. They carried on walking, and they saw another man who was pruning his vine. He's got a vine there, and he's cutting off branches. So they, Omalahen, he said, Zoymeh, this man is being over the Issa of Shmita. Let's do something about it. They said, Laka Besabad, he may have a teretz. He might be telling us that he needs the branches in order to make a basket, in order to press the olives or something like that. He'll come up with some teretz as to why. So they were don lechavschus in each case. Each time he saw somebody being over Shmita, they were don lechavschus. And he said that they said, Laka Besabad, ani torech, and he made them a remark, something like, Halev Yoidea. In other words, don't be so naive, and don't be so frum, and don't be so don lechavschus, yeah, midas chasidus or whatever it is. We all know what we've seen. I know what I saw. I saw a man working in the field because he's working on Shmita. I saw a man pruning a vine because he's working on Shmita. He said, and you, yeah, you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. You are rabbonim. You're leaders of the klal, and you're supposed to be mechiach the public, and you're supposed to pick up on these things. And therefore, he was very annoyed with them. In the end, they were very annoyed with him because he criticized them. And the Gemara finishes off with the story that when they went up to the aliyah, when they went up into the room upstairs, they always used to do it in aliyah for some reason, in order to be ma'abe the shana, they went upstairs and then they immediately took the ladder away so he couldn't follow them. Yeah, because they said he's a nuisance. Okay. But the Shaila is about the Don Lechavschus, and that later we'll analyze with the Chofetz Chaim tomorrow morning this story.
Started the Turaway, Northwest London, Tuesday, Kaf Aleph, Teves, 21st of January, Rabbi Yaakov Kleinschenk, The Incredible Power of Tehillim. Today's Torah was sponsored by Nishmas Rav Moshe Dovid, Ben Rav Avraham, Chanoch, Sashon Abrocho, and Yassad Sadeh.
Amen. Amen. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nihyeh B'Dvarei.
Good morning. No, that wasn't the whole shiur. Don't get too excited.
Good morning, good morning. It's so wonderful to be back. I apologize for last week. There was a bit of a switch up, and I thought I was supposed to speak Monday, which I think I was, and then it was Tuesday, and I was asked where I was, or it was Monday or Tuesday. Anyway, here I am, and I'm so privileged to be here, and I would love, Be'ezras Hashem, to do some text-based learning with you. Really, keep in mind that this was supposed to be the shiur for last week, and then they didn't ask me for a new topic. They just put the same title, so I figured, why not? It's really more relevant to Parshas Shemais, but we can carry on here. Parshas Ve'era as well. These are the weeks of Shoivavim. These are the weeks of Tshuva. These are the weeks of trying to model in our own individual lives the journey that our ancestors took from slavery to freedom, and in our own personal way to get out of our own personal Mitzrayim, Mitzarim, our own constrictions, and to break free from all the things that we need to work on. So it's still just as relevant. Let's jump in. To see, this is in the second volume of Rabbi Nachman's Likutei Maharan Tinyana. This is his main sefer, great-grandson of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, an unparalleled sefer, which I'm privileged enough, Baruch Hashem, to give shir in every single morning, Amud Yomi, at 6 o'clock in the morning, 6:15. So all the shirim are online. We actually started last week, and it's absolutely fire, Baruch Hashem. 20 people coming. There are almost 500 people on a WhatsApp group that are following every day from all around the world, and there's no Torah like it. It is literally unparalleled in its depth, and its clarity, in its chizuk. And so highly encouraged, if you'd like, it's just a Google search away. Likutei Maharan Amud Yomi. My name is Yaakov Klein, and you can find the recordings, or you're welcome to join us in person as well. Says the Heilige Tzadik, Zchusi Agonaleinu, Misha Roitze Lizkais L'tshuva. It's Ayin Gimel, it's the second column on the left. A person who would like to merit to do tshuva, to come back to Hashem, says the Rebbe, Yeragil Ba'amiras Tehillim, should try as best as he can to accustom him or herself to be saying Tehillim all the time. Ki Amiras Tehillim Mesugal L'tshuva. Because Tehillim, Gesundheitsstadt, Tehillim is Mesugal L'tshuva. It's able to bring a person back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Rebbe usually begins his lessons with a bit of a headline. That's like sort of the headline. Okay, and now he's going to say, Ma Kesher, what's the connection between tshuva and Tehillim? How do you know that saying Tehillim can bring a person back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Tshuva? So the Rebbe says, Ki yesh nun sharei tshuva. We're familiar with the concept of nun sharei bina, right? That there are 50 gates of bina. We're also familiar with the concept of nun sharei tuma. When Am Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, everybody knows we sunk down to the level of the 49th level, and the Arachayim HaKadosh says we would have just slipped one level lower. We would never have gotten out. Maybe arguably today we're in the 50th. Don't know, and we'll need the greatest light to be able to pull us out from the depth. But we're familiar with the concept of 50 gates. Says the Rebbe, there are also 50 gates of tshuva. If there are 50 gates that a person can sink into impurity, reason to believe and understand that there are 50 gates of repentance, 50 gates of ascension, of rising from level to level to level back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which I'll be Panimius and Kabbalah without getting into this, is itself the 50 gates of Bina. Bina is always associated and correlated with Tshuva, and it's connected Bina with the Kisya HaKavod, not getting into this now, and that's why Chazal say, G'doyla Tshuva Shemagas Ad Kisya HaKavod. Tshuva is great because it reaches back to the Kisei HaKavod, which is associated with the spiritual realm of Bina. We're not getting into that now, but that's the 50 gates of Tshuva are the 50 gates of Bina. Says the Rebbe, these 50 are split into two categories. Memtes Sha'arim, 49 of these gates, Yachal Kal Adam Lichnais Bem La'asigam. Every single person is able to rise gate after gate after gate, layer after layer after layer, and those are possible to be attained by the human being. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu, for example, attained 49 out of the 50 gates of Bina. According to the Ari HaKadosh, the moment that Moshe Rabbeinu died, the 50th gate came into him, and that's what it means that he was Niftar on Har Nevoi, right? Nevoi, says the Ari HaKadosh, is Nun Boi. Right? The 50th gate then came down into Moshe Rabbeinu's consciousness, and it's very deep as to why that is. He rose up into the highest, highest place where you cannot retain your human individuality with your own illusion of consciousness on that level. It means you're just batel, right? You're completely nullified within the shirish of all of our neshamas, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be that as it may, here as well, Rabbi Nachman says, 49 of these gates, each and every one of us can access. But he says an amazing, very, very, almost shocking thing. Achshar HaMishim, you know whose gate is the 50th gate? Who bechinas is an aspect of hatshuva shel Hashem Yisbarach ba'atzma kiviyachol. That is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing tshuva. It's a strange thing. Hashem doesn't need to do tshuva. although it's a Gemara in Ma'id Katan that says that a Kodesh Baruch Hu tells us each Rosh Chodesh, he view alai kapara, a Kodesh Baruch Hu says that he has to in some way atone for the fact that he made the Levana small. So we do already see in the Gemara that there's a concept, obviously it's kiviyachal and relative, Hashem didn't do anything, he needs to do tshuva for Hashem is perfect. But from the standpoint of just translating tshuva as return, then it doesn't mean that God did something wrong that he needs to ask forgiveness for. It means that there's distance created. We're distance from Hashem. Hashem is distance from us. Hashem says again and again in the Teichacha, if you walk with me with Kari, Afani, I'm also going to walk with Kari. There's a distance from both sides that's created when a person is building walls, right? We build walls when we, Chas v'Shalom, are deviating from the will of the Divine. Says Rabbi Nachman, okay, 49 of those gates are steps that we're taking closer and closer to Hashem. And then, because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's yearning for us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu he can't wait. You know, it's like parents who are waiting for their children to visit. Let's say they live on the other side of the world, like us. You know, my family is all the way on the other side of the world, and we come to visit them once a year. You know, my parents are not waiting for us to come all the way up to the door and knock, you know, and then open it up and greet us. They're walking down the street waiting for the car to come, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu walks out to greet us. So the 50th gate is called the tshuva, the return, so to speak, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rabbi Nachman clarifies, first of all, kiviyachol, right? It's as it were. Can't say this literally. But then he says it's a pasuk. Ki gam etzli is baruch matzinu b'chinas tshuva. We find an aspect of returning by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a pasuk in Malachi. K'may shekasev, shuvu elai. Hashem says, return to me, ve'ashuva aleichem, and I will return to you. Says the Rebbe, okay, if you just looked at that pasuk, you don't know what the quantities are, right? Because it could be 50-50, right? Shuvu elai, 50 of the way, and I'll shuv aleichem, says the Rebbe, I'm revealing to you, it's 49 and 50, right? 49 of the steps, 49 of the gates are for us. The 50th gate, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ve'ashuva aleichem. Okay. So the Rebbe says that these 49 gates of tshuva, they are correlated and connected to the 49 letters that are in the names of the Shvatim. If you take all the names of the Shvatim and you count up all the letters, there are 49. Interestingly enough, there are 12 names of the Shvatim, 49 letters, and there are also 12 words in Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusai La'olam, and so on. And there are 49 letters. Incredible thing. In Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem, same thing like the Shvatim. And the Shvatim were the first ones, we know, to say Shema Yisrael. They brought that to the world even before it became a Pasuk. 12 words. Yaakov Avinu, yeah, with the Shvatim, right? So there, you have 12 words, 49 letters, 12 names of the Shvatim, 49 letters. Says the Rebbe, 49 gates of tshuva. Because to do tshuva doesn't just mean to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tshuva means also, Rav Kook speaks about this in many places, to return to one's own self. Right? It means that we're returning to our identity. Because the pasuk says, Asa likim asa adam yashar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the human being straight, and veheima bikshu chashbonis rabim. You know, and then things go downhill from there, and things unfurl. Tshuva means to return to our essence. It also means to return to Hashem. Hainu hach. Right? If you return to the godliness inside of you, the chelik alekamimal, you become realigned with who you actually are, in the highest level beyond the ego and the this worldly experience. But a person returns to their childlike nature of innocence and purity. That's the place where they encounter HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it only makes sense that if all of Am Yisrael and each and every one of us draw down on the DNA of the Shvatim, that Tshuva would mean to return through the letters of the Shvatim, meaning we're returning to the essence of Klal Yisrael, we're returning to the Jewishness inside of us, that's my true identity. So there are 49 gates of Tshuva, and each of these gates is corresponding to one of the 49 letters in the names of the Shvatim. Ki kol shar v'shar, each of the gates of tshuva yesh le ois mimem tes ois yesh ha-shvatim. It's connected with one of the letters of the names of the Shvatim. So the Rebbe says, okay, beautiful. So everybody should just do tshuva. So what's the problem? Says the Rebbe, not so simple. There are three reasons why people can't do tshuva properly. Three layers. Number one, we say in the Yom Kippur davening, who doesn't want to serve Hashem? You know, meaning be'emes. If you get all the yitzaras out of the way, I like asking teenagers when I speak to them, I teach in both hasmos, and I ask them, you know, if I would give you an opportunity, sir, I could conjure up some capacity to flip a switch and turn off the yitzhar. Really, who in this room would deny that? Right? Raise your hand if you wouldn't jump at that opportunity. Because we think today, you know, this world is so tantalizing. We have to convince them that, I guarantee you, they're suffering. They're suffering from the Yetzer. They know what it is, and they know it's bitter. And they know that it kills them, and it destroys them, and they feel full of shame, and full of disappointment, and everything. And what a limud zchus. Like, meaning, in that moment, what I'm trying to really do is elicit before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Reb Levi Yitzchak Berditcher, you know, he would manufacture settings so that it can come be melamed zchus on Am Yisrael. You come to a mincha after that, and you say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Hispoidudos, at the end of the Lekai Netzar, look at your people. They're suffering. They have a Yetzahara. But the Ratzon? Everybody, we want to get potter from the Yetzahara. If we could, we would. Mamesh. Incredible limud zchus. So v'hini akol chafetzim lir Hashemecha. Everybody wants to serve Hashem. But v'yafal pikein lav kol adam zeich lasis tshuva. Not everybody's privileged with doing tshuva. You know why? Three levels, three reasons. Ki yesh echa, there's one kind of person, she'ein lo his siris klal tshuva. He just has no interest. He has no inspiration. He's disconnected. Has no siris, no awakening to do tshuva. So that's obviously like the lowest level. Next level up, somebody who does have an inspiration to do tshuva, it could be that it could be that that person hasn't yet identified the pathway of tshuva that's related to their own soul. Because at Klal Yisrael, every person, kashem shebar tzufeim shaynos, kach deyaseim enim shavos, the same way we all look differently, it's a reflection, panim, it's panim. We all have different neshamas. Not everybody's expected to connect to Hashem in the same way. And so it could be that a person is in one mahalech, with one derech, and with one approach, and maybe they need a different approach. They haven't yet found their angle. Could be. So that's the second reason. And now the Rabbi Nachman says a devastating thing. Va'afilu, the third level, is in magia l'sham. Imagine a person finds the gate, whatever that means. Yachaliya sha'ashar shel tshuva sagur. It could be that the gate of tshuva is closed. Now we know from the Shari Tshuva, right in the beginning, that there's no such thing as the gates of tshuva being locked. And say closed. Locked. Rabbi Nachman doesn't say it's locked. It's closed. You have to turn the doorknob sometimes. But there are obstacles. Doesn't mean that they're insurmountable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yimincha Pshuta L'Kabel Shavim. Hashem is ready to receive everybody who's coming back to Him. Even the Rambam that speaks about some person who can have their Bechira taken away and so on, fine. That means that the person will never have the inspiration to do tshuva. But the minute that a person wants to do tshuva, that already means that the gates of tshuva aren't closed because they have the service to do tshuva. The gates of tshuva are never closed. Locked, rather. Rabbi Nachman doesn't say locked. He says it could be that the gate of tshuva is closed and the person sees challenges and they turn around and they go home. U'machmas kol zeh eina adam zeicha l'tshuva. Because of this, a person will not do tshuva, chas v'shalom. Says the Rebbe, guess what? V'alidei amiras tehillim, through saying tehillim, afilu min she'ein loy shum misayres l'tshuva, even a person who had no interest in doing tshuva, who misayres lasis tshuva, tehillim could do such an incredible thing to a person, and we're going to see what kind of tehillim. It isn't just saying words that you don't know what they mean. I'm sure that's valuable on some level, that's not what he means, we're going to see. But to really say tshuva, to find yourself in the words of David HaMelech, use English if you have to, but a person finds the words of David HaMelech, they can do something to your heart that's incredible. And it can awaken that person. But more than that, it can help a person have the siyata d'shmai to identify their own approach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it can also open the gate. So it takes even the lowest person, wakes him up, walks him to the gate, and blows the gate open. This is the power of Tehillim. So how do you know? How do you know that Tehillim has this strength? Nimtza, says Rabbi Nachman, we find Shazoich and Aydi Tehillim lasses tshuva, that Tehillim helps a person do tshuva. How do we know? This is the pasuk in Shmuel Beis that's referring to David HaMelech, and it says, Ne'um, these are the words of Hagever, the human being, the person, a reference to David, Hukam Ol, who established this yoke, who established this Ol, which even in English is, if you look in the translation, it just says O-L, right? Because it's very difficult to translate Mamish. Right? What does it mean, Hukam Ol? Gemara says, Ula shel tshuva. He established this Ula, this yoke of tshuva. David HaMelech is right. He says, V'darsh Rabbi Sein Zichron of the Bracha, the Gemara in Mayikatan, Shehekim Ula shel tshuva. David HaMelech brought tshuva to the world. Right? We know the Gemara says, really, David, lo yihaya roi lo oisa maisa. He himself wasn't on the level, chas v'shalom, that he should sin with Eishas, right? With Bathsheba, right? He was on such an exalted level. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make that should happen? L'hayres tshuva liyachid. Right? The Gemara says that David HaMelech was to teach Am Yisrael not just that a rabbin could do tshuva, which was true for all of Am Yisrael after the chait ha'egel, but even an individual. This is what David brought to the world. And guess what the next words in that pasuk are? Uni'im zmiris Yisrael, the sweet singer of Am Yisrael. Why was David HaMelech called the sweet singer of Am Yisrael? Because of Tehillim. Says the Rebbe, in the same pasuk, you see a reference to David HaMelech bringing Tehillim to the world, and it's in conjugation with his saying of Tehillim. Memele you find, Ki al yidei bechinas, ne'im zmiris Yisrael, it was through David HaMelech's Tehillim, da'inu sefer Tehillim sheyasad, al yidei zeh hekem ula shel tshuva, David HaMelech made it possible for every person to return. So he brings that source. Ki al yidei Tehillim zeichem l'tshuva, v'zesh am rabbi sinu l'chana d'vracha, this is what the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, lo yahaya David ra'ui la'oysa ma'isa, David HaMelech in and of himself was not really fitting, it wasn't really proper for David on that level to have done that ma'isa. David HaMelech is the master of tshuva. The whole Tehillim is full of David HaMelech. Nafshi basari, right? Nafshi nafshi. The whole Tehillim is full of David HaMelech yearning, longing, pining, in the most intense ways to come back to Hashem. It's the whole Tehillim. Nimsa. Sheikar hayras hatshuva al yedei David HaMelech. The primary guidance for doing tshuva, David HaMelech is the master of tshuva. Now, the ikra tshuva shal David HaMelech, who's Sefer Tehillim. The main tshuva that David HaMelech did was in tefillah that he put in Sefer Tehillim. Shal Amrei, says Rabbi Nachman, v'hisayir is gadol ma'oid, that he said with incredible inspiration, over ruach ha'kodesh, an incredible ruach ha'kodesh, add to the point, shekol echad v'echad kefi mashahu, that every single individual, no matter what that person's going through, yachalimtzai, and here's the point, yachalimtzai es atzmai b'saych sefer tehillim. You know, today there's a lot of talk, maybe even in the 70s, 80s, everybody's looking, you know, going to find themselves. Rabbi Nachman says, you know where to find yourself? In Tehillim, you find yourself. You don't have to go to India, you don't have to go to other places. Open it to Tehillim. But you can't be saying Tehillim like you're reading someone else's words. That's not the way that Tehillim's going to wake a person up. We have to realize David HaMelech is called Liban Shel Yisrael. He was the heart of the whole Jewish nation. And that means that I'm able to find myself. I have to say it coming from myself. I had a hanaga. I was younger a long time ago, and I was in yeshiva. And I'm still younger, but it was even younger, if you can imagine such a thing. And I was writing over there on Tehillim, that I took every kapitel, and I wrote like a line, I translated it, and then I sort of wrote my own, where it wasn't a pirish, it was just using David HaMelech as a springboard to express what I was going through in my own circumstances. And that's really how Tehillim is supposed to be done. Right? That's mamash what Tehillim is supposed to be, to find yourself. Each and every person can find themselves in Sefer Tehillim. That kind of Tehillim, you use David's words as a springboard to really express what you're going through, bepratos, and it's ki'ilu, your own words. It's not someone else's words. It's your own heart that's speaking. Says Rabbi Nachman, gives you a sirus to do tshuva. It can bring you to your gate, and it can open the gate. This is the power of tshuva, takes you all the way through. Now, going back to what we said about the 49 gates of tshuva that are correlated to the 49 letters of the Shvatim, says the Rebbe, the ikra is dachu shneim asar shiftei ka, the primary clarification, refinement process of the Shvatim in and of themselves, meaning that they represent tshuva, right? Because they're the 49 gates, but they themselves did tshuva, right? Where did they do tshuva? First of all, what did they have to do tshuva for? Mechiras Yosef, say Chazal. How did they do tshuva? They went down to Egypt. Was in Mitzrayim. Shehei Memtes Oisias, that they themselves are representative of these 49 letters. Shehei Bechinas, that are representative or an aspect of the Memtes Shari Tshuva. Where was their Tshuva? Hoya B'Mitzrayim. It was in a place that was constricted. Shebechinas Mitzrayim Garein. It was a very narrow, constricted place. Shebechinas Tshuva Yilah. And there they had an incredible experience of the most elevated kind of cleansing and Tshuva. It's called in Chazal the Kur HaBarzel, right? That was like a smelting pot that refines the gold. That's where they went. Mitzrayim. Says the Rebbe, beautiful. So after they completed their own cleansing and tshuva process in Mitzrayim, v'zachu latzeis misham, and they left, guess what they did? Safru memtes yimei sfira. They counted 49 days of sfira. Why 49 days of sfira? Because 49 days of sfira are connected to the 49 gates of tshuva that themselves are represented in the 49 letters of the Shvatim themselves. Each day, Keneged another shower of tshuva. Shem keneged memtes shari tshuva. Shem mechinas memtes oisius. But we said that's all an aspect of shuvu elai. That's the 49 levels that each and every Jew is able to walk to get close to Hashem. What's the 50th? V'ashuv aleichem, says the Rebbe, beautiful. U'bayoyim ha-chamishim, so on the 50th day, v'yered Hashem al har Sinai. That's v'ashuv aleichem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down to greet them. Shuv oilai was the 49. U'bayoyim ha-chamishim, the 50th gate. V'ashuv aleichem, zebechinas v'ashuv aleichem. Bechinas ha'tshuva shel Hashem Yisbarach ba'atzmei kiviyachol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't wait. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just, you know, wait for us to get to the door and knock. Hashem is so full of love and excitement when we turn to return to Him. He can't hold Himself back. He comes out to greet us. And that's what happened when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down on our Sinai. Didn't wait for us to ascend. We stopped and Hashem came down. Bechina Shara Chamishim, this is the aspect of the 50th gate, Kanizkar La'el, like we mentioned earlier. Now hold on to your chairs because this is really something mind-blowing. Vezehu, and this is why I wanted to say it last week because it's on the first pasuk in Shemais. This is the remez. Listen to this. Ve'ela Shemais b'nei Yisrael ha'boye mitzrayma, eis Yaakov ish ubeisai. Right, this is the first pasuk. It says bo at the end, fine. But this is the first pasuk in Parsha Shemais. These are the names of the B'nai Yisrael that came down to Mitzrayim, Yaakov and his family, says the Rebbe, look at the final letters, look at the closing letters. Seifei Tevis, they spell two words. You have to switch them around a bit, but it spells two distinct words. Heim Oisiyais, Tehillim, Va'Oisiyais, Teshuvah. Tehillim and Shuvah. Why dafka in this pasuk? Because the pasuk makes reference to the Shemais, Ve'elu Shemais, B'nai Yisrael. What's the kesher with the names of the B'nai Yisrael? Because their name has 49 letters. And the 49 letters is the 49 gates of tshuva. And they were going down to Mitzrayim. For what purpose? To do tshuva. So the whole pasuk is speaking about the 49 letters, the 49 gates, of the names of these shvatim going down to Mitzrayim to have their own tshuva process. How do you do tshuva? Tehillim. Look in the Sofei Tevis. Tehillim, tshuva. In this very pasuk, that's making reference to the names, which are the letters of the Bnei Yisrael. Pilei Plaim. Mamish Pilei Plaim. Right? The Torah is hinting to us over here that Tehillim is the way to do tshuva. This pasuk is thousands of years before David HaMelech, right? And unbelievable. Already it's hinted to in the code of the Torah. Tehillim is Mesugal Tshuva, to bring a person to the 49 gates, 49 days of Sfira, up until the Yemei Chamishim, when Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. Shebechina Shmois B'nei Yisrael, Haboy Mitzrayim, these are the names of the B'nei Yisrael that went down to Egypt for their Tshuva process. Because again, Ki Memtes Shari Tshuva, Yimbechinas Memtes Oisiyos, Sheyesh B'Shmois B'nei Yisrael, Haboy Mitzrayim, Lizdachich Sham. Because the 49 gates of tshuva are the aspect of the 49 letters that are in the names, Shemais, of the B'nai Yisrael, the Shvatim, Habayim Mitzrayim, who were during their tshuva process going down to Mitzrayim so that they can then be cleansed, come out, count 49 days, Keneged, the 49 gates, Keneged, their own 49 letters, and then stand at the foot of our Sinai, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could come out to greet them. Vayered Hashem al har Sinai. Shuvu elai, v'ashuv aleichem. Yeah.
Is it suggested that the Shvatim somehow knew the Tehillim, or was the Tehillim only came later for us to do
that? It's unclear. It could be that there's a spirit of Tehillim that's even beyond those particular words. But already the Torah was telling us there's going to be an Eitzah for all Jews for all time, that every person can find themselves in Tehillim and draw on this energy that enabled the Shvatim to take this journey, right? To take this journey that's hinted to us already in a pasuk in Shemais. Incredible. And yeah.
Why do we know that the Yerida to Mitzrayim was in order to get the Kapara for Mechiras Yosef?
I'm not sure if it's Chazal or it's Rishonim, but I know that it's Kadmonim. But I think it may be a medrash that says that really ultimately, I think, you know, the concept of Kur HaBarzel means that there was something that needed refining. I see latent in that Chazal, but I'm not sure, I don't know right now, whether that's connected Dafka to the Mechiras Yosef, but that's part of the understanding.
Unless there was something else that needed Shuvah.
It could be, it's possible. I don't know. In my head, those two things are connected. I could be wrong. Okay? We'll look into that, and today it's very easy to look into things. So we can look into that very easily afterwards, yeah.
This is earlier. So tshuva, so Hashem is for us. Hashem, an act of tshuva, repentance.
Yeah.
Tshuva alive or tshuva again. Hashem, not repentant.
Return. So that's why, yeah. Return.
Just returning, but not repentant.
Well, again, repentant, this is semantics. Meaning, we translate the word tshuva as repentance. It's an English word that doesn't mean anything. What's the essence of tshuva? Tshuva has three things according to the Rambam. Charat ala avar, kabbal ala asid, and vidui, right? We call that in English repentance. But ultimately, at the root of it, is a return to our own purity and a return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you take the word tshuva in its literal form, it just means lashuv, to return. It doesn't mean to repent. This is an English word that we use. So over here, in this context, obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not doing vidui. We're speaking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu returning to that place. There was a distance. Instead of waiting for us to bridge the whole gap and come back, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes out to meet us. Right, so that's the, and that's why he uses the word kivyachol. He's very careful. We're obviously not saying Hashem is doing tshuva, even though, like I pointed out, the Gemara in Moed Katan does make a reference to Hashem needing a kind of kapara. Hashem says he viu alai kapara because he made the moon smaller than the sun, which of course is al pi Kabbalah, very deep.
There is tshuva, but from that possible, you wouldn't see it. Just saying, you return to me, you've done tshuva, repent.
So then, what's about tshuva aleichem?
I'm come back to you because you've come back to where you should be. I'm now kind of.
I don't know, because shuvu elai would mean that you're already there, right? Meaning in this context, I don't know if the pasuk just says shuvu elai means Hashem is here, you came back to him. So what's vashuva? I mean, there's no space for vashuva lechem. You're here, I'm here, we're here together.
You start to come, you didn't reach yet.
Oh, that's what Rabbi Nachman says. That's exactly what he says. Shuvu elai. So it's latent in the pasuk that there is some kind of movement. It's not repentance, but there's some kind of movement on the part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come out to greet us. And he ends. 49 days of Svira, and then Vayered Hashem Al Har Sinai, right, which fits this model perfectly. And then Rabbi Nachman finishes Vezesh on Uroyim. This is why we see Minig Yisrael, and it's brought down in Halacha this way. Shebi made tshuva, Tainu Be'elo Vaseres, he made tshuva during that time of year, because otherwise it's very difficult to understand this. We see in Halacha, Kol Yisrael Oiskim Az Ba'miras Tehillim, right, it's brought down in Halacha, a person should finish Tehillim three times. Everybody's busy saying Tehillim during the days of tshuva, because there's a deep connection. Ki amiras tehillim, and it's not just true for Elul and Azeres Mitzvah, but the whole year long, a person sits and a person's feeling like you need a Sirus, take out a tehillim. If you don't understand the words, again, you can look at it in the English. The main thing is that really you should understand and find a way to apply what David HaMelech is speaking about to your own challenges. Rabbi Nachman says elsewhere in Tara Kuf Chaf Hei, it's the very last lesson in the second volume of this Sefer Likutim Aran. Rabbi Nachman says over there that the way that a person's supposed to say tehillim is all the kapitlach where David HaMelech is talking about his enemies, where Mefarish that on the Yetzahara. Right?
Enemies.
So we are supposed to interpret that on a personal level. It's speaking about our challenges, our Yetzaharas. We might not have mamish enemies that are threatening us.
We'll never finish.
We have to make a start at least. We're not supposed to finish. Right? Not supposed to finish. But you do what you could. Right? And the point is to do that. So then the person that Rabbi Nachman was speaking to said, okay, but how am I supposed to read the kapitel chintelim where David HaMelech is praising himself? He says, guard me, ki chasid ani. It's a pasuk in Tehillim, I'm a chasid. Says Rabbi Nachman, beautiful. There's also room for finding your good points. There's also room for strengthening yourself. Both are true, but the main thing is to read it on an individual level. This is one of the main things the Baal Shem Tov brought to the world. He took Yiddishkeit and he made it personal. So that instead of just Pesach is about, you know, commemorating, we all got out of Egypt by a real parei, says the Baal Shem Tov, you have your own Egypt, you have your own parei. It makes it so much more personal, immediate, and it brings it into our own lives. So the Rebbe says, that's what Tehillim does. Mesugel Tshuva B'al Kein, Hu Davar Gadol Ma'oid. It's a big thing. They used to say it pejoratively, negatively, oh, Tehillim Zuggers. You know, the Amaratzim sat in the back of Shul and they said Tehillim. It's a huge thing. By the way, the Baal Shem Tov respected those people maybe more than anybody because their sincerity and their honesty and their authenticity and their vulnerability. Because remember, Rachmana Liba Boy, Hashem really wants the heart. The best is if you could have both, not Amaratzas and Tehillim. That's the best. But the main thing is the heart. The main thing is the heart. So Tehillim, see, he says, Davar Gadol Ma'oy Lasik Tamid Bamir's Tehillim is to have a Seder daily. They have a split, you know, to the Chodesh, to the day. It can waken our hearts up in an incredible way. Ashrei she'yachas bo'i. Fortunate is one who holds on to Sefer Tehillim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us during this time period now of Shoivavim, especially the days that we're speaking about, Mitzrayim, Tshuva, Am Yisrael, getting out, marching toward our Sinai, Be'ezras Hashem, we'll have Yisro Mishpatim, right? The Kabbalah Satira is to try as best as we can to make even a small Seder in Tehillim. And Hashem should help through that. We should have the Asoros to Tshuva. We should find our gate. And all the gates should be open. We should come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'ezras Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Good morning. Good morning. Yashar Koach. Thank you.
Shabbos is saying good shabbos to give you the time. Yeah, I don't see it. I don't think.
How are we saying it?
What?
Are you saying it in this way? Are you saying it in this way? To find yourself and to say it, right? You didn't even just say the words, no. But this is it.
Do it for years.
Okay, so try this. So, yeah. For years, but if you have a different approach to it, it could be different. You know?